how could you position your experiences in such a way that you could be directly teaching and providing value that your reader could then go apply to their own life?
Write the world-changing book that will help grow your personal brand and your business as it makes the world a better place. Welcome to the Author's Corner, hosted by Robin Colucci. Every episode, we bring you some of the most successful authors, as well as other industry experts, to share some inspiration, motivation, tactical strategy, and fun. We'll also talk about the challenges and trends in the publishing industry. Don't get stuck in the idea phase. Join the Author's Corner today. Start writing the book you've dreamed about.
Hello, and welcome to the Author's Corner. I am your host, Robin Colucci, and today it is time for another Robin's Riff. And this time, like I have done on many other occasions, I am going to address a question that I get asked a lot, and I think a lot of people ask themselves, right? And the question is, should you write a memoir? Or if you're asking yourself, should I write a memoir? And this can be a very legitimate question to ask, because especially if you have had an unusual life, or if you have overcome a particularly difficult challenge, if your life story is harrowing and challenging and you have overcome a lot, there could be a lot of people in your life right now who are saying, you should write a story about this. You should tell your story in a book. You should write a memoir. Well, I'm going to invite you to reconsider that, and I'll unpack this a bit more. First of all, I want to say, if you plan to self-publish a book, you can write any kind of book you want, and you can do whatever you want with it. And if it makes you happy to write a memoir and tell your story and share it with whoever is open to reading it, by all means, go for it. But I will say, if you are looking for a traditional book deal, which is what most of the people that we work with in my company are looking for and are achieving, I almost always steer people away from writing memoir. And the reason is, well, there's actually a few reasons. One of the biggest reasons is that memoir is incredibly difficult to sell to publishers. Memoir consistently performs inconsistently, and we don't always know why. So I just did a Robin's Riff not too long ago about the difference in performance between Britney Spears's memoir, The Woman in Me, and Billie Eilish's memoir, Billie Eilish. Both have huge social media followings. Both are very popular musicians, music stars. And Britney Spears's book outperformed Billie Eilish's by more than 10x so far. And her book hasn't even been out nearly as long. And because of the unpredictable nature of memoir performance, it makes publishers very leery about taking on a memoir, especially if you don't happen to be a music superstar and a household name with a giant following. It's even harder to get a deal for your memoir. So what I have recommended to people many, many times, and they've gotten great results with this little twist, is why not look at your life through the lens of, what have I learned? What skills have I gained? What perspective have I gained through my life experiences that make me uniquely qualified to teach somebody else who might have similar goals as I had or have similar challenges, that I could write a book that addresses something that somebody I would imagine would be a great person that I could teach something to? What could I write about that would give them some value and an opportunity to learn, where I would use my life stories as a way to illustrate my points where I am teaching them something? Now, this can work especially well if you're writing a book in the business space, because business leadership, business management, business self-help, all of these are categories that are a lot easier to get a book deal in than memoir, and certainly easier to get a book deal than when you're writing for self-help or psychology or those big, heavy, competitive categories. So I would just invite you, before you jump into writing down your entire life story, or even a big chunk of it, to think about how could you position your experiences in such a way that you could be directly teaching and providing value that your reader could then go apply to their own life. And this, it is way more likely to open the doors to you for the traditional publishing market than if you insist on writing a memoir. I know people who have incredible platforms and incredible experience and a lot of positive notoriety who also have had trouble publishing memoir. So it's really tough to get a traditional book deal with a memoir, especially if you are not a major figure, household name type person. So I hope that you will take this under advisement. And if you are thinking of writing a memoir for traditional publishing, maybe look at it through this other lens of who is my audience? How will I reach this audience? And what could I share with them from my own life experience that would help them solve problems that I somehow in my life journey figured out how to solve for myself? So I hope that you find this helpful, and feel free to leave us a comment, a review, and repost and share. Thank you again for listening to The Author's Corner.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Author's Corner. You're one step closer to writing the world-changing book you've dreamed about for years. To access today's show notes and other helpful resources, simply visit our website at theauthorscorner.com. A positive review would be appreciated. Until next time.